The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Here it is already Thursday. The week is getting by, and we're still talking about excavating in Old Jerusalem. Even as the archaeologists excavate in the ruins of ancient cities, we're taking a spiritual excavation as we seek out the bounds of the Church of Jesus Christ as it originally was in the Scriptures and get back to the plan of God. When archaeologists excavate a tell, of course a tell is an artificial hill made by cities being ruined or destroyed time and time again and built up into an artificial mound or hill, the ruins of it. When archaeologists start an excavation of a tell, they usually make a slice down through the middle of this hill, and they identify certain stratus or layers, and they come down to the bedrock. Well, let's think of that in terms of excavating in Old Jerusalem. We need to get down to the very bedrock foundation of the city, really upon which the original city was built. In the 16th chapter of Matthew, we find some scripture that is good along this line. In the 16th chapter of Matthew, Jesus and his disciples were in Caesarea Philippi, and he questions them concerning his identity. And finally, Peter makes that great confession in verse 16, and he said, Simon Peter answered and said unto him, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church would be built upon the foundation, the bedrock foundation, of the truth that he had confessed there, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon this rock I will build my church, Jesus said. In the second chapter of Acts, the day of Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus, when the church was established, Peter preached in verse 36 of 6 of this second chapter, Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. They responded to the gospel, they were built into the foundation of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the sure foundation of his church. He is the rock of ages, cleft for me. He is the one who will be here, the truth of his reality from eternity to eternity. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ in his truth, this constitutes the bedrock of his church, the bedrock of the foundation of Old Jerusalem, spiritual Jerusalem, the church. No man, no man-made creed, or denominational system, or synod of men can ever replace Jesus Christ, because he is the foundation of his church, and there is none other. I'd like to say that Jesus, his teachings, constitute the foundation of his church, and as we find in Ephesians chapter 2, he tells us, using another illustration in verse 20, that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So Jesus and his disciples, what they stood for, is what we're built upon, and no other foundation can any man lay. And then again, the inspired word of God is involved with this foundation, as the apostles are mentioned here. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, Timothy is admonished to look to the word of God that he has known from the childhood, the Holy Scriptures. And in verse 16 of 2 Timothy 3, All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So the word of God is profitable for all of this. And this is the bedrock upon which the city is built. In Galatians 1, verse 8, Paul said, But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Yes, Christ is the foundation of this city, his teaching, his word, and he has all authority. No man has. So let us be built up on that foundation as we seek out the very basis of this city of old. Thank you for listening today.